With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Rhinelander City Council is deciding whether to extend a contract with the city's Chamber of Commerce over its room tax committee. The Rhinelander Tourism and Marketing Committee is composed of the mayor, a current alderman, two people from the hospitality industry, a civilian, and a chamber member. The group determines how to spend the city's room tax funds, which are distributed through the Chamber of Commerce. But as WXPR's Aaron Gottsacker reports, the new mayor isn't confident this current method is working as it should.
The city of Rhinelander collected more than $200,000 from the room tax last year. That's the tax collected on hotel rooms and short-term vacation rentals. According to state law, 30% of those funds must go to the municipality to maintain things like infrastructure, but the majority of the funds must be spent on promoting and developing tourism in an area. A Rhinelander Tourism and Marketing Committee run through the Chamber of Commerce has decided how to allocate these funds for years. Last year, much of the money went toward maintaining the city's website, social media, e-news, and promotions. The Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lauren Sackett says the committee is working well, with tourism to the area increasing.
The Chamber's been the tourism entity for a long time. We have a lot of experience in this tourism realm.
But Rhinelander's newly elected mayor, Chris Hannes, questions whether the committee's current means of distributing funds is as transparent as it could be.
You know, a good example is they have a fan club category, and they spend about $8,000 a year on a fan club. What does that mean? You know, that could be everything from I get a birthday card to here's what's happening quarterly with news, you know, articles.
Instead, Hannes proposes modifying the existing committee or establishing an independent commission to distribute the funds through a more public-facing process.
So they would have to do meeting minutes. They have to do meeting agendas, post it to the media. It's something where the public would know and they could attend and then have input. I mean, I think the average person out there doesn't know when this group meets. They don't know what they're voting on, and they don't know how the money's being spent.
Hannah says the Rhinelander City Council will discuss the room tax and its contract with the Rhinelander Tourism and Marketing Committee at its next meeting. Aaron Gottsacker, WXPR News.
The Wisconsin Public Service Commission has awarded millions of dollars in grants to expand broadband in the North Woods. Langlade County received $1.4 million to bring fiber to businesses and residents in the towns of Rolling, Norwood, and Polar. Oneida County is getting $2.8 million to build a 200-mile fiber ring. And Vilas County received a total of $5.4 million for projects in the town of Washington, Presque Isle, Arbovita, Conover, and Cloverland. Jim Tuckwell is the board chairman for the Vilas County Economic Development Corporation. He says these grants are the culmination of 2.5 years of effort to expand broadband in Vilas County.
We really are striving to make fiber broadband ubiquitous throughout the county so that regardless of what community, you know, really is your favorite, if you want to move full time to your current seasonal home, or if you want to move to the area from outside the area, that you will really have a wide choice of locations that will all have very robust broadband, fiber broadband.
Tuckwell says the Economic Development Committee's volunteer working board started focusing on expanding broadband in early 2020 to attract remote workers to the county. Since then, volunteers have worked individually with communities to provide education and consulting services on why and how to expand broadband. A project in Boulder Junction is already on track to bring fiber broadband to every home in the town. Work on these next projects is expected to begin in late 2022. Those who missed out on a fireworks show over the 4th of July weekend will get another chance to see one. With over an inch of rain, the city of Merrill postponed their 4th of July fireworks until tonight. Barbara Schneider, lead shooter of Ace Pyro.
You want the people to be able to come and see a good show, and if it's raining at night, they won't come, even if we manage to set it up in the rain.
There will be some challenges for the company. Schneider estimates they lost about half of their crew because they had to return to their full-time jobs. Merrill's fireworks show has been rescheduled for tonight at 9:30. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked boaters to help stop the spread of invasive plants and animals in our waters. Over the 4th of July holiday weekend, DNR staff and volunteers with Clean Boats, Clean Waters were at boat launches statewide for their 2022 landing blitz. They were reminding the public of ways boaters can help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species, which pose risks to the health of lakes and fisheries. Volunteers stationed at boat landings around the state gave demonstrations of the prevention steps that boaters should take before they leave the water. With additional assistance of grants from the Great Lakes Commission this year, Wisconsin will be able to expand its efforts to even more landings throughout the state. Invasive species are non-native animals, plants, and diseases. They can outcompete native plants and animals and push them out. To prevent the spread of invasives, when you leave the water, inspect your boat, trailer, and equipment. Remove all attached plants or animals. Drain all water. Never move live fish away from a water body and dispose of unwanted bait in the trash. Our forecast becoming mostly sunny today, a high of 81. Mostly cloudy tonight, to low around 56. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.